opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Does Ben Stiller's role in Happy Gilmore count as a Ben Stiller movie?
I had the same issue, and I said, yes, it does.
Okay. Then number five, we're going to go in descending order here. Number five, Happy Gilmore. And the only reason why it's number five, because it's the best of the bunch, because the Sandman rules, but this is not about Adam Sandler, this is about Ben Stiller. Number five would be Happy Gilmore. Ben Stiller had a tremendous, memorable role in that movie. The only reason why it's number five is because he's not the lead guy in the movie, but it was so good and so memorable that I put it on there. It would be number five for me.
Yeah, no question. That's one of the best characters of all time.
Yeah.
In any movie. I don't care what you say. Well, his interpretation of that character, fighting with the grandmother, it was just unbelievable with that nursing home.
Which apparently he's going to be making another appearance in Happy Gilmore 2, which is coming soon. I can't wait for that. I saw the trailer. All right. So Happy Gilmore, number five. We're ranking Ben Stiller movies. Number four for me, Tropic Thunder. Now, I have not watched these movies in many years. You know, I got to be honest with you. It's not like I'm sitting back rewatching, although maybe I am. Maybe this conversation will inspire not only me, but you as well, to go out there and rewatch the great Ben Stiller movies of our time. Tropic Thunder, I remember in real time watching it and loving it. Surprisingly so, because initially I was like, I'm not so sure. But that was a good movie. I enjoyed it. Hoff, you a Tropic Thunder fan?
No,
not at all.
And the cast is great, and there's so many good things about
that
movie.
You saw it, though.
Oh, yeah. I saw it in the movie theater.
Sort of the theater.
Yeah.
Oh, what are you, Ben Stiller groupie? Who sees that movie in the theaters?
Oh, dude, I would go to see everything in the movie theater.
Okay.
And Tom Cruise made the cameo at the end. It's fantastic. But I actually hated that movie.
Really?
Couldn't stand it.
Wow. Didn't think
it was so dry that I actually hated it.
All right, now we're getting into the best. And these were the parts. These were tough for me to.
And by the way, you've already missed one. So we're going to have an issue.
I got two on my list that were possible. How do you know I already missed one? Because I get.
Because I have four and you've down to three.
Yeah. Number three, and I wanted to rank this higher, I just couldn't. The Heartbreak Kid. Are you familiar with that one, Huff?
Oh, my God. No.
What?
No.
Oh, dude. You're missing out. There is one of, and I thought about like replaying the scene. We can't because I don't want to get fired. I'm not like Tom Thibodeau. I can't rest on $30 million here. I need the job. As a matter of fact, I need multiple jobs. I got to work here, SMY. I got to keep on going. Long way to go. But there is a scene, one of my favorite scenes or the funniest scenes ever for me in a movie was in that Heartbreak Kid movie with Ben Stiller. He's dating, I forget the name of the girl that's a star in the movie. But she comes out of the bathroom. If you've seen the movie, you know what I'm talking about. I wish we could play it because it was hilarious. But it caught me like jaw dropped when I heard the line. I couldn't believe it. And I think it was great. And that movie, I think, is underrated. I enjoyed it. It was a fun movie. A little strange at times. But, I mean, it is Ben Stiller. The Heartbreak Kid. Underrated. You haven't even seen that movie, Huff? Or you did?
I still don't even know what movie we're talking about.
The Heartbreak Kid.
What year?
Let me see. I had it up here.
Is it recently?
No. It was when he was hot.
Sexy hot or just?
I think. No. It was right in the mid-2000s. By the way, yesterday I found myself reading on the prompter at SNY and I said 2006. Why is it that we say 2010, 2015, 2022? but yet saying 2006 is weird. I got to fix myself on that. Weird. I understand, but yeah, you don't see it up here at all. As I try to fill, as we're
2007. Yeah, but okay. I don't know. I've never watched that movie.
Oh, you got a homework assignment. You got to watch that.
Malin Ackerman. Okay, gotcha.
Yes, she was the lead in that. Oh, dude, I'm going to show you the scene during the break. It was that funny. Number two, Along Came Polly. So now there are a lot of movies out there, I'm sure, that are popular. People are like, Sal, how are you going to have this list with Ben Stiller and not name those movies? Well, it's my list. You can power up however way you want to. I'm powering up right here. Along Came Polly was great. Philip Seymour Hoffman was great. Jennifer Aniston. I love that movie. It was almost number one for me from Ben Stiller. Probably my most memorable movie. But the way that I separated Along Came Polly from the top choice was the amount of times that I could rewatch it and really enjoy it. Number one for me would be Meet the Parents. And if you want to throw in all the sequels after, that's fine. But Meet the Parents was number one. That's the staple. That's the, like, my wife would get into Meet the Parents, I think. I don't know. We haven't watched it since we've been together. As a matter of fact, it makes me think about that. I got to start watching some of these old movies that I enjoyed. But those movies, the Meet the Parents, they were fun, family-type stuff. Whereas Along Came Polly or The Heartbreak Kid, that's more like, sometimes I feel like my wife would be like, what, you think that's funny? It's stupid. So that's why I would go Meet the Parents number one. So Happy Gilmore number five. And if it wasn't Happy Gilmore, if Hoff said I couldn't use that, I would go Dodgeball from Ben Stiller. Tropic Thunder number four, The Heartbreak Kid number three, Along Came Polly number two, Meet the Parents number one.
Yeah, that's just totally wrong. Well, I mean, first of all, Happy Gilmore, I'll put on there. We both agree with
okay.
that. Black and White is a classic
Never
film.
Never saw it.
He's not the... It's a huge cast, so he's got a small role because everyone has a small role, but Mike Tyson's in it.
Come on.
Ghostface. I mean, you name
If you want to get on me, you want to get on me for Dodgeball or something about Mary, fair. You can't get on me for Black and White.
I don't even know what The Heartbreak Kid is.
I don't know what Black and White is.
Okay, well, exactly.
When year did that come out?
1999, touche.
Yeah, that's okay. All I can
say. And listen, you watch it and you'll thank me later.
Dodgeball or Something About Mary?
Well, dude, Meet the Parents is third. Something About Mary is second because that's one of the best films ever, dude. Like, I mean, that was comedy gold at that point in time.
Yeah.
Because you talk about the one scene in Heartbreak Kid that I had no idea about. There's the one scene.
I know, but
with
I thought
Cam
that
Diaz.
I didn't think it was that funny. I thought that was overblown. I would say that the scene from The Heartbreak Kid that I'm talking about was funnier than the scene that you're talking about from Something About Mary.
Do you want to do a bet? No, I don't want to bet, no. And the number one's Dodgeball because that is actually the funniest movie he's ever been in.
Yeah, that probably should have been on the list. Maybe I should. I mean, but Happy Gilmore, his role was so great. How could I not put that on
his
there?
His role was great, but Dodgeball overall as a film, like that movie, and he had a major part in Dodgeball.
Yeah.
That was the funniest movie on this list, hands down.
I can't take all. I like Something About Mary. I like Dodgeball. I don't like them as well as I like the other movies on here. I'm telling you, The Heartbreak Kid is a sleeper. You got to watch that. And Tropic Thunder was great.
Again, it just overrated in my
mind. All right, there you have it with Big Nick fan Ben Stiller, although we can't criticize the team, still a legitimate Nick fan, powering up with his movies. Hank is in Yap Hank. What's up, Hank?
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, Sal. How are you?
Great, Hank. How are you, my friend?
Condolences to you, the family. I just couldn't get through.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Okay. And the other, this is more like an advertisement for Ben Stiller than anything else, Sal, because I'm very, very, very upset at him.
Okay.
He is my second cousin. Okay.
Oh.
We both share the same aunt. Okay.
I've been Millie? What's her name?
Her name is Nettie
Aunt
Caruso.
Nettie. Okay. Well, you don't have to get the point. Aunt Nettie. Okay. Aunt Nettie. Okay.
Yeah. No, because that's important in case he's listening. Okay. So the point is that he knows. So he knows. Now he put my Aunt Nettie in a kind of a low budget war movie, but it was called Keeping the Faith.
Okay, Keeping the Faith. So you would have that in your power up rankings?
Well, it's in my power list, but I did tell Hoff that I thought the Night at the Museum franchise was very good.
Okay? Oh, okay, yeah, that's a good one. Not bad. I enjoyed that, but good enough to take off the other ones.
And I got and I just have a piece of like a little trivia note for you because you mentioned dodgeball, okay?
Yes.
I hope Ben's listening because he doesn't answer my DMs, okay? So I'm not a happy camper right now.
Okay.
And Sal,
and
you're his first cousin?
You're his first cousin? Sal's second cousin.
Okay.
Second. Yeah, I mean, like, I can't blame Ben Stiller. If I were that famous, I probably wouldn't talk to my second cousins either. But go ahead. Yeah. Continuing.
But here's the thing, Sal. I was a very active second cousin because I babysitted for him when I'm about 10 years older than him, Sal. Okay.
Yeah.
When his name was Benjamin. Okay. And me and Aunt Mira. Okay. His mom.
Okay.
We would have birthday parties in Queens on September 20th and share the same birthday. Okay.
We shared the same birthday. Couple of questions.
Yep.
Because you could be the right guy to ask this. Did Aunt Nettie or what was the other aunt that you said that you celebrated the birthdays? What was her name?
No, that was Ben's mom, Ann Mira.
Oh, okay. Now, did they get him any Knicks gear that you could recall for those birthday celebrations? When does Benjamin, in your words, when does his Knicks fandom begin? Do you remember him being a big Knicks fan back then?
You want to know something? Back then, I didn't remember him being a big Knicks fan back then.
Okay. Well, now we're getting somewhere.
Okay. And the point is that what some of my DMs are on my bucket list. I would love to attend a game with him.
Oh.
Okay. And everybody wants me to attend the game. Everybody who knows me says, Hank, Ben's your second cousin, for crying out loud. He can't get you to a game. I said, he won't even answer my DMs.
I think, Hank, and I appreciate the call and I appreciate the insight and good luck getting in touch with your second cousin. I think, unfortunately for you, you're a little too distant. The blood's got to be first cousin. Max, look, I'll be honest with you. There are some first cousins I cut off. And I'm nowhere near Ben Stiller. So imagine you get to the level of Ben Stiller and then you got second cousins DMing you to sit courtside for a Knick game, no less. I mean, you should have taken it up with Aunt Nettie back then when you were babysitting little Benjamin. And make sure you're planting the seeds. Maybe you, Hank, didn't believe that little Benji would become the big star that he did. And maybe then Benjamin said, you know what? Now I'm Ben. And I don't remember any second cousins. But I do find it interesting that there were no Nick gear. Wasn't any Nick gear on those birthdays. So how legit, in fact, of a Nick fan is Ben? I could show you pictures. My 15th birthday, I had hair. I should actually post a picture. I had the mushroom cut, like long hair. Hard to picture, I know. Wearing my brand new Hubert Davis jersey. I got proof. I don't know if Ben does. Not according to Hank or Aunt Nettie. But I have to side, even though I poke holes in the Knick fandom, thanks to Hank, I do have to side with Ben on the second cousin thing. Hank, I don't think you're getting anywhere near... Unfortunately for you, I don't think you're getting anywhere near Ben. Cherish your memories with Benjamin. Not happening with Ben.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.